Blog Talk Radio.
Next to Blow Radio, it is I-L-I, No Lies, along with Crush. Go ahead, do that long, crazy introduction that you always give
Yeah.
Here we go.
Y'all know what it is. It's Mr. Everything, the cool word, chiller, shadowy gorilla, crystal catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the things I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, I'm so damn smooth. It's the show next to Blow. Let go.
All right.
I had to edit the tagline because my mama's supposed to be listening tonight, so shout out to my mama. Mama!
All right, Mama Crush. Yeah, you know what? We definitely got to get her on the line. We definitely got to get her on the line when she does, when she calls in. We have definitely, because I need to know some things about you. I got some questions for Mom Dukes that I need to know about you.
What?
Yeah.
What did I talk to my mama about?
Still, as a grown man, you still wear tighty whities.
No.
What I've been told. And you know what? Who knows best than Mom? Because I heard she still buys your underwear, too, as a grown man. What are you going to do, Crush? I got questions. So you definitely got to let me know when Mama Crush is on the line. I got some questions tonight.
I'll let you know when Mama's on the line.
Listen, as well, Twitter and Facebook, and I've been actually getting some personal phone calls from the show that we did last week. Bonnie has been the conversation.
Bonnie has been the conversation.
It's a lot of people right now that are looking at the female MC battlers right now. And you thought it was going to be played out at first? No, not at all. These are ladies of the ring. What is it? Is it Queen of the Ring?
Yep.
Yeah, Queen of the Ring is definitely putting female MCs, battle MCs, back on the map.
Oh, but did you see that card yet?
I have not got the update on the card. I was actually going to wait on you to give me the update in the world. The update.
Oh, yeah. You know how they was talking about, I was talking to Bonnie about the 2-on-2?
This was the May 4th date out of New York, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, apparently she's not tag teaming with Jada on it.
Oh, okay. So we're no longer tag teaming. What are we looking at now? You got another date for that?
She's tag teaming with Lex Blanco. The girl that she just battled.
I'm not all into the battling like that, so you let me know how epic that is. Let me know. What would you compare this to?
Didn't you see that battle?
Of course I've seen the battle, though, but let the fans know, because we're still getting them to familiarize themselves with
the beautiful Bonnie Godiva. Jada needs to come back. This is the reason why Jada needs to come back, because I never can say if Bonnie's my number one or my number two, because Jada and Bonnie always switch flip-flop in my percentage when it comes to their battles, because one day Bonnie's going to be my favorite until a Jada battle drops, and Jada be my favorite to a Bonnie battle drops. So right now, Bonnie's my number one favorite female battle rapper. So right now, and she just had a killer grudge match with Lex Blanco. Now they're tag teaming against Young Gaddis and 40 Bars. Now if this ain't a bar fest, I don't know what the fuck is. Really.
All right.
You know what? I told myself I wasn't gonna be cussing if Mama gonna be listening.
I apologize, Mama.
Hey, you're listening already. I apologize, Mama. I'm gonna be a good boy.
She gonna give you a weapon, boy.
Nah, my mom.
Don't think you too grown.
My mom was in the army 28 years. She got guns. Remember when you know how I always say I'm gonna get shot for the things I say?
Did you disclose that your mom would be on the other side of the gun?
I never thought I would have to.
You know what? I think you just lost cool points now. You just lost cool points.
Yo, a lot of people will shoot me. A lot of people will shoot me. Sometimes I feel like my mama's going to shoot me one of these days. Sometimes I really think my mama's going to shoot me one of these days because I really do try my mama. I really think she's going to shoot me one of these days.
Yo,
and
actually,
if I catch a bullet,
that should be the new form of discipline now, though, because parents have gotten
very,
very soft
on their
kids.
Mama, I deserved it. That's how I'm saying it. If I catch a bullet from my mama, I deserved it.
Yeah, that's something that I want to know from the listeners, too. What was one of the worst things that you have done to your mom? I could take you, you know what I'm saying? I brought you in this world, and I could take you out. Like one of those offenses where you've been threatened like that.
No, it's that offense. She just look at you like, nigga, try me.
I'm telling you, because I know some people who, I know some people who have stole their mom's cars and stole their mom's gun. You know, they have just flat out. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that people have done to their mom. And you know what? That's one thing I want to know. So if you
see, me and my mom have arguments. Like, me and my mom have full-blown arguments. But I never did nothing crazy like steal a car and everything. Once I realized my mom was a sharpshooter, I stopped fucking with her.
Oh, your mama got army guns, huh?
Yes. My mom's a sharpshooter.
Nah, man, we'll see about that. Yeah, we'll see about that. So I'm going to definitely ask her about that, too. And have her run down her gun collection, though, because Mama Crush sounds like she a little bit of a gangster right there.
Where do you think I get it from?
A little bit of gangster. Well, you talk like your mom did a 25 to life on you real quick.
Well, 26 to life.
26 to life, huh? All right. Now, I definitely want to let everybody know that we are available to interact with the immediately. Interact with the fans immediately. Hit us up on Twitter and hit us up on Facebook. We got the show fan page that you can leave comments there as well. And Crush has been a good job, a very, very good job of keeping up with
still
that.
Still haven't liked anyway. But I ain't gonna put your business there like that. You still haven't liked it.
I have too. I've liked it a couple times. I've been having some problems with my phone and the phone. You know, I just had to get a new one. You know how the game go. You know how the game go. So.
Trills.
Yeah, definitely. All the fans out there who's definitely listening on to us, the Next Blow Radio, hit us up and let us know exactly what the worst thing that you have done to your parent. We'll be reading them out as well all night long. And Crush is almost about that time for you to get into what we call those, gotta love those headlines, right?
Yes.
All right.
I got to get one, too.
There we go. And it's time for Crush to get those good old headlines in. You got some good ones for us this week?
I only got one.
Whoa.
I only got one headline.
Whoa, this better be a good one.
Really? Yes, I've heard this. Nothing else mattered. Like, really, after I heard this, nothing else mattered. I was like, you know what? I'm good. I don't need nothing else. And it came into the form of song, too. That's the beauty part about it. When my headlines come into a form of a song.
Okay.
So instead of trying to explain it, I can just play it. So,
let it roll. I'm definitely interested in what's going on with this.
Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy.
Ray J, Bob Brack, yeah. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a short up, and I don't even put in words. I hit it first. I hit it, 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 I hit it first. I don't hit it going north on a rascal, a sound. Now, if it's chose to go west, we deep in the the building, she know that I kill him. I know that I hit it the best. Can't just live with the wine, money still on my mind. And I gave her that really bomb sex. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Coco going hard in the streets, mobbing with my homies. Sipping on good, blowing on OG. New post, sitting clean with the matching rollie. I did that first on everybody, now
she
me.
She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a shoulder, and I don't even put in words. I hit it, 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 I hit it first. I hit it, 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 I hit it first. Y'all need to talk where we finna be. I produce, then we mix it with the Hennessy. Giving no dough to come, but I gave it to the leave. I bet I hit it first when I sit to that virginity. First come, first service, I was playing on. But I don't wanna be a player no more. That's a lie, I'm way too fly. Holla at anything with ass to walk by. Yeah, you love her, yeah, you hug her and you kiss her. She don't me up, she got me face, but some whispers. She is just a marriage, I be like a sister. And I still hear why you lonely and you miss.
When I walk in the function, you already know I'm leaving with something. Girls know when I'm coming. I give the girl real proper love.
And I be my move on the rappers and ball players. We all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love. And I don't even put in words.
You know
I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
You know
I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
And if you would've come back to me, girl, I know just how you do me. And if you would've come back to me, girl, I know just why you truly. And if you would've come back to me, girl, I'll get you a jacuzzi. And if you would've come back to me, girl, we'll make another movie.
She might move on the rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a shoulder, and I don't even put in words.
You know I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
You know
I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
My job so easily.
Those are the headlines, huh?
Or yes!
Just making headlines.
Yes!
All right, please let everybody know what that was.
That was Ray J's new single, I Hit It First.
He just wants to rewind the world.
Damn ball players, but you all know I hit it first.
You know what? That's something that Ray J can actually brag on. That is something he can actually brag in. Right.
I love it. Just in case
if you guys forgot, I hit it first. I just want to let you guys know that. I don't care what else goes on. Kanye, Wiz, or whatever it is. I hit it first.
Wiz didn't hit Kim. Me, probably one of the only ones that didn't.
Well, so what, Reggie Bush going to come out next with the remix?
Yo, let me find out Reggie Bush on the remix. Yo,
oh,
I will
geez.
Bag the fuck up. If,
I would love that.
If Reggie
love
Bush
that.
Is on the remix, I'm done.
Hey, but listen, well,
Chris Humphrey,
man, I've been
hey,
hearing
no,
a lot of...
No, if Chris Humphrey, is on there, I'm done. If Chris Humphrey is on the remix, I'm done.
I need to go ahead and put a video together. All of that.
Yo, if he
put
Ray J got some balls. Like Ray J is, yo, Ray J's the man just because of that. Cause yes, he's striving for attention, of course. Cause I think Ray J's been just striving for attention ever since that Fabulous fight, and he got kicked out of the Money Team and everything. He's been striving for attention, but this one. I can actually say two thumbs up to Ray J right now. Because He basically said everything that we've been saying for years. Like, okay, Kim, the only reason why you're famous is because Ray J fucked you and he taped it.
Pretty much.
He's basically been saying what everybody been saying for years. Bitch, you have no talent. Just shut up. Just shut up.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey,
stop trying to convince the world that you have talent and everything, because you don't.
There is no talent there.
Sit there and be a hoe.
All right. So I also have.
So this goes out to Ray J right now. Proud of you, my nigga. I'm proud.
You said I'm proud of you. You said I'm proud of you. All right. I also had some headlines as well. Pretty important. Pretty important. Now,
but on some real shit. The way Ray J did this, it kind of reminded me of something.
Okay, what did it remind you of?
It kind of was like his song was basically a nice way of saying this.
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Wasn't it kind of a nice way of saying that?
That was a very, very generous way of saying that. Very generous. Very generous. All right. Well, y'all, big ups to Ray J, and we definitely will see where he goes with this single. Now,
shout
I have
Ray J.
Very, 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 very interesting news. Now, this is something that you definitely would like to hear.
Who, me?
It's something that every man in America does really, really, really love to hear. Are you ready for this one?
Okay, somebody single.
Researchers have spent 15 years studying the breasts of over 330 French women and have came to the conclusion that wearing a bra does not prevent sagging or ease back pain. So, ladies, I'm letting you know right now, breasts gain no benefit. Yes, I'm going there. Breasts gain no benefit from being denied gravity, okay? On the contrary, they actually get saggier with the bra. Now, that's coming from Professor Jean Dennis Willion from University of Wisconsin.
So there's
no need for a bra.
Ever.
They get in my way anyway. They always get in my way anyway.
I know.
Always get in my way, all right? So I've learned how to get around them. I've learned the combination tricks, how to pop them things, though. But, hey, I'm letting you guys know, however, if you don't wear a bra, muscles around the breast actually strengthen and raise 7 millimeters per year towards the shoulder.
You know,
so they actually stay up.
You don't really know, but you really, like, learn how to take off a bra. Bro, is really kind of like an extracurricular activity for guys.
It is.
Because we really
can
train.
Can you actually get that?
Like, niggas really train to do that shit. Like, we really. I remember.
Absolutely. We got, you know, it stays. It stays.
I think I was 10 to learn how to do it. Yep.
I think we should have a bra undoing Olympics. Who can snap the bra the fastest?
Why is that not an Olympic game?
I think everybody benefits from it. It's just what I think. Oh,
what country
is
who win?
Guess who is not really smiling on their break anymore? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Not loving it. McDonald's Corporation is actually battling back from recent earning disappointments and putting unusual emphasis on a longtime challenger. The fast food giant, whose restaurant sales in the U.S. began to slip last year, are getting a lot of complaints now due to rude employees. So you know, McDonald's is either not paying them enough or they keep making them pay for more and more food on their breaks. I think.
On some real, I feel that shit. Like, there's no reason you need to be giving me attitude when I come in and order my sandwich in the morning. I mean, it was not my fucked up choice. I didn't fuck up my life to where I gotta work at McDonald's. You did that, so therefore you live with your consequences. It's a rougher economy. And for them people who got like degrees and shit and everything, it's a rough economy. Don't be mad at me because it's all fucked up. I had nothing to do with it. So smile and give me my bacon, egg, and cheese and shut the fuck up.
Damn. All right. So, listen, what we have tonight. Fire, baby. We got fire, yo. We got.
The fuck was that?
Yo, listen, it was the 21 gun salute. Like, what I'm trying to tell y'all right now is, man, we got a big special guest in the building from Nori's camp, from Noriega. Listen, man, if y'all ain't heard the show, if y'all ain't heard of show, Bilotti, smack yourself right now at this very point in time. Listen, we got a special guest, man. Y'all don't even know. The boy has been on Shade 4-5. Let me see. Man, listen. It goes on. He's been on Shade 4-5. He done worked with DJ Clue. You know what I'm saying? The whole Capone and Noriega. Yo, he has the New York streets buzzing right now, man. Straight buzzing right now. So, yo, what I need y'all to do, you work with Funkmaster Flex, DJ Self. And I'm trying to tell y'all, right now, this is going to be the next dude to blow. So I'm trying to let y'all know. Open your ears. Open that thing. Open them things. You know what I'm saying? We got Show Bilotti in the building. And, we definitely going to set it off. So, you know what I'm saying? Before we do that, before we even get into that, man, Crush, I want you to go ahead and break them off with a song real quick because this is getting ready to get real ugly in here. I just got real amped real quick.
In case the people are not listening, because y'all don't pay attention to my posts that I always be posting, tonight is the night of world premieres. These are songs that have never been heard before. Well, they might have been heard, but they've never been heard on Next to Below Radio. So therefore, we debuting them tonight. Yes.
First time.
So therefore, tonight y'all gonna get a brand new Crush track.
What?
Y'all getting a brand new
Crush
track.
Say that again. What's
tonight?
Coming exclusive?
Yep. On the show, we break exclusives. So therefore, why ain't the host breaking an exclusive? So therefore, I'm breaking an exclusive tonight. Enough said. All right. But we're going to get into this first, John. This is Living Legend and Seuss back to back. Shout out to my nigga Seuss. Let's go. Next to Below Radio, you rocking with the show.
Double M G, turn up. Legend, turn up. Susie, turn up. JP with Duke, turn up. Omar, turn up. Yeah. We in the club, popping bottles, talking back to back to back. Throwing 100 after 100, spinning racks on top of racks. Bad bitches in my section, talking back to back to back. Far and park like a train, I'm talking back to back to back. In the club, popping bottles, talking back to back to back. On top of rack, bad bitches in my section, talking back to back to back. Foreign park like a train, I'm talking back to back to back. Yeah, bad bitches
all in my real view. Fat life, no curfew. Run through the rack, no pit stop. I'm turned up and they turned down. My swag on and they swag off. Her top going and her ass off. Tryna take her to the crib and smash up. Talking 36 toes like cash up. That pussy good like soul food. Them lips drip like spandex. Her mouth first and her ass next. See the definition of a fast check. I'm turned up all this dick I be pouring. When she climbed up on my heel, you would swear that bitch was glowing.
In the club, popping bottles, talking back to back to back. Throwing 100 after 100, spinning racks on top of racks. Bad bitches in my section, talking back to back to back. Falling apart like a train, I'm talking back to back to back. In the club, popping bottles, talking back to back to back. Throwing 100 after 100, spinning racks on top of racks. Bad bitches in my section, talking back to back to back. Falling apart like a train, I'm talking back to back to back.
My phone calling back to back to back. Couple chicks sleep in my home to smash them back to back to back. Me and legend superheroes fight them back to back to back. Making commas, commas, zeros, talking back to back to back. My eyes low, but my shades on. Hooded up like I'm Trayvon, and it's left right here. Girl, you can put your face on. I'm turned up and I'm peaked out. Bands on me, so the freaks out. My main homie brought his piece out. If he bang on me, then it's beef.
We in the club, popping bottles, talking back to back to back. Racks on top of racks. Bad bitches in my section, talking back to back to back. Falling apart like a train, I'm talking back to back to back. In the club, popping bottles, talking back to back to back. Throwing 100 after 100, spinning racks on top of racks. Bad bitches in my section, talking back to back to back. Falling apart like a train, I'm talking back to back to back.
We back.
Yo, that was a nice track right there. I like that.
Tell me that thing don't go in.
I like that, though. Back to back to back. Yo, who
Why
did production on that?
Tell me that don't go in.
Yo, who did production on that?
I don't know. I got to holler at Seuss. Well, I just tweeted him, so he should be retweeting that real soon. So I'm going to ask him who did the production on that as soon as he tweets me back. So,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Shout out to Seuss and everything, Seussville and everything. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yo, so, hey, man, what's been going on with Crush, man? What's really been going on with Crush?
Crush has been chilling. Crush been basically dealing with a lot of bullshit, and Crush is learning how to say fuck your feelings all over again.
Okay, all right.
Because a lot of people are mad at me right now. So I'm learning how to say fuck your feelings. Like I so do so well. So that's what I've been doing. Because know what? Look, I don't know if you get this on your side, but I get this on my side. Now, how long we been doing this show?
Yeah, we've been doing this for a good minute, man.
Since the inaugural, like, our first show was December 20th, wasn't it?
Oh, you're talking about the inauguration of Osama.
No, that's when you started. But when we started, it was like December 21st, right? Like, it was the day before the world was supposed to end.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. All right, I remember that now.
Yeah, it was December 20th. So, we've been doing this show ever since then. Our first show was December 20th. Now, people have hit me up talking about, why do you don't play my tracks? Why do you don't play my tracks? Why do you don't play my tracks? And I asked them, when have you called in and request your track? I'm just saying.
Yo, you gotta understand, man. We're not needing mind readers.
But wait. This is what I get. Oh, you can't support niggas no more. You too big for too big now. You can't support niggas. How the fuck do you think I'm gonna support you? Niggas, y'all don't support me. Shout out to our real fans. You know what I mean?
But yeah, shout out to the real fans who need
definitely
to be
putting
it down.
Ain't no handouts. You don't need no handouts. Like, if I bangs with your track, I'm going to play it. But, or if it's requested over and over again, we play it. The tracks that you hear on a frequent basis on the show are because they're getting requested all throughout the week. But if you
Absolutely.
Don't even call in and debut your own stuff so people can know who you are, I'm not going to play it.
All right.
At the end of the day, it's a networking tool. If you not calling in yourself and telling people where to find you at and everything, how they can listen to more of your music if they like that music, I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to waste my time. Am I wrong?
Of course you're wrong.
Am I being an asshole?
Yeah, of course you're wrong. Everything that you do is wrong.
Damn, that's how you feel?
Every now and then. I'm sorry, I just wanted to step in there and just say that because I knew that was going to get your attention. Yo, so that's okay. Listen, he just needed to vent for a second. You know what I'm saying? We're back now. Damn, boy, I told you to take them. I told you to start taking those pills, man, those one type of pills, and they get you all the way together.
No, don't make me sleepy. I can't take the pills. They make me sleepy. They make me sleepy.
You can't keep going off the deep end.
You want me to sleep on the show? You want me to pass out on the show?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. If you don't, all right, yep, all right, never mind. I plead the fifth on that one. What I told y'all earlier, right? I told everybody that we had a special guest tonight, and he was going to come through and drop them bombs like as he is known to do. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Dropping bombs like
fuck
he is known
up.
To do.
I'm going to fuck
you know
y'all
saying?
Up there.
Yo, New York. Yo, New York. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm screaming right now. NYC, stand up, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a special guest that's coming through, dropping bombs. You know what I'm saying? Co-signed by the nigga Noriega. Co-signed by the whole city of New York. Co-signed by the whole state of New York.
Co-signed
by the whole motherfucking region of the East Coast region. You know what I'm saying?
Co-signed by us. Shit. We in here, too.
You know what? Even co-signed by Next to Blow Radio. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we're about to bring Show Bilotti on the line. Yo, let's go ahead and bring him in, man. Yo, what up?
I feel like I'm coming out for a heavyweight fight.
Yo, that's the way we do.
If
you know
like
that. Absolutely. Yo, what is good, baby? What's good? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm great, man. Things are going good right now. You know, I'm a Queens nigga, but I'm out here in Harlem right now. Just left the studio, so we out here in Harlem right now. You know, when the weather get nice, the girls don't know how to act, so they come out with their little twerk pants on and shit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But we out here enjoying the scenery.
You seeing all type of ass hanging out, huh? It's an ass fest right now, right?
Yeah, it don't make no sense. It's something in the water. They working out for these Instagram pics, I'm telling you.
No doubt, Instagram straight flexing. Yo, so, yo, tell us, man, just, you know what I'm saying, before we even get into it, though, all the fans who, you know what I'm saying, who get ready to be your future fans, everybody who already are your fans and they just love to hear the story over and over again, yo, give us a little insight about how you came up in the game, you know what I'm saying, your name, how you came up with it, and the whole nine. Just give us a little brief background.
Man, well, you know, I've been in the game as a youngin'. You know, I was kind of just playing the sideline for a long time. I to be honest with you, I had my first record there when I was 16 years old. For any real, CNN or Nori fans, they can already date back to me going by the group by this Final Chapter. And, you know, we started off with that, me and my partner, Al, formerly known as Al Gatto, Al Joseph. You know, we started off as youngins in the game and, you know, traveling the world and studying this and performing and, you know, the stage is real where, you know, I kind of fell in love with this whole hip-hop thing and really took it serious. You know, I've been rapping since I was a kid. I can't even remember. I used to record songs off the radio and play them back and forth and try to write down a lyric so I could spit them to perfection until I started writing my own. But what really made me take it serious was, you know, touching that stage and getting and just seeing how you can move a crowd with a microphone and, you know, a whole sea of people that don't know you from a hole in the wall. But if you get out there and do your thing, it's just it's an indescribable feeling. So, you know, the name shows came from just all the way back since my basketball days. I always wanted to be a little show off, but once I touched that mic, that's kind of what I fell in love with. So, you know, the name stuck, and now I'm here, and it's, you know, it's been a long time coming. It's a whole new onslaught of music that I got. I've grown, I've been through so much, and now it's all finally coming full circle. So here you have it, man. Show Bilotti, man. You're standing tall with this whole 5-7 movement.
All right, no doubt. Now, yo, coming up under Nori, you know what I'm saying? Yo, classic shit, you know what I'm saying? Classic shit, and I got love for Nori, though, just for the simple fact that he was Pun's right-hand man, and that's my people's right there. So,
okay.
Yo, Nori has always been known to be a notorious nut, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Nori's a nut. Every time I watch interviews with him, and I'm like, yo, why the fuck they even put a camera on Nori, you know what I'm saying? I be cracking up, man. Yo, how's it working with Nori?
To be honest, he kind of turns it down for the cameras and the microphone. As crazy as that may sound.
Wow. He turns it down? You say he turns it down for the cameras?
You would never know, you know, how crazy he really is until you really vibe with him. I mean, as far as me and his relationship goes, this has been my friend for over 15 years. So, you know, as a kid growing up, I know him as Poppy. The world knows him as Nori. You know, so our relationship was never, you know, music or, you know, the music business. We was going to be friends regardless, no matter what we do in the music business. So, we brothers, you know what I mean? So, they, you know, of course I see a side of him that the world doesn't really see. But if you're thinking that his craziness and his antics and his language and vocabulary is a stunt for the camera, you're sadly mistaken.
I can tell. You know what I'm saying? You can tell after so many years of just being in the game, man, you can just tell that he is definitely that way. But, actually, you know what I'm saying, and you're building a very, very impressive resume here as well. You know what I'm saying? You worked with some New York heavy hitters, though, you know what I'm saying? What, Mobb Deep, Busta Rhymes, and even Rick Ross, I think, was mentioned?
Yeah, I joined Rick Ross on one of CNN's mixtapes.
Okay.
I've even worked with people like Diddy, man, and Jada, everybody, man. But, you know, now it's just really time to, you know, take that to the next level. What was important, you know, with this project that I got coming up, it was important for people to notice the talent without that cosign, so to speak, from another major artist. So with this project coming up, the show Must Go On, Volume 1, it's basically me, you know what I mean? The only time they got to hear me was really on features, and when I dropped that Fez video, which was the first song coming off of that mixtape, it kind of showed people how I could stand alone, and, you know, my music is very versatile and very different from when you may hear me on somebody else's record, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I've worked with a lot of people. I learned a lot, but, you know, they'll appreciate the show Bilotti music and brand itself, I promise.
All right. Now, for an upcoming fan, how would you describe your style to a fan?
Ah, man, Usher is unorthodox, man. You never know what I'm going to get. Never know what you're going to get with me, man. I mean, they say it's important to, you know, have a lane and to have a certain sound, and, you know, I think my voice is very distinct. You can't really mistake that. But they always say that what's your lane? What is he talking about? Does he make trap music? Does he make club music? Does he make street music, conscious music? You know, there's a lot of different layers to me as a person. So there's only right. There's going to be a lot of different layers to my music. You know, it's very distinct when you hear it, when you hear my voice, and, you know, very blunt, say a lot of things that, you know, outlandish things. The music definitely diversifies. I got a little something for everybody, and I know that sounds a little bit cliche, but, you know, they just gotta listen to the project, and they'll see what I mean. It all makes sense.
No. All right. So what's your favorite song right now out of your catalog?
Out of my catalog, man, I mean, I would have to say Fed just because it did so well. But this new joint that we about to premiere tonight, man, I don't know, man. I think he about to shake shit up, man. I think
So you telling me that the shit that you getting ready to present us tonight is actually up there with Fed?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't even put it out if I didn't think it was up there or better. You know what I mean? It's all about
I listened to it before the show. Oh, yeah, it's up there.
It's up there?
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man, I just want to bring that energy back to the game to where, you know, we can start having fun, but at the same time, we could be talking about something and motivating everybody to just be successful no matter what it is that you do, you know what I mean? Gotta give something for the youth to look up to and to show that we can be whatever we want to be as long as we go hard at it 100%, because we got to make that older generation respect us, because there's a very big generation gap between us and the older generation right now, because things have changed so drastically. But we're about to make them respect us in a second, and this joint has got that energy, it got that feeling. Ride out, you know?
Tell me, what's your current state of hip-hop right now? Like, what you feel? What you feel? You feel like you want to slap the shit out of something, or you want to feed it, poetry pedia your light? You know what I'm saying? Do we need to nurse it?
If you
want to
slap the shit out of somebody, something, who you want to slap the shit out of?
Who would I like to slap the shit out of if I wanted to slap anybody? I don't want to be cliche and politically correct and say nobody, but it wouldn't necessarily be hip-hop dudes. It would be more the people that hate on our culture, you know, the Bill O'Reillys and, you know, those Rush Limbaughs and those type of people. I would love to slap the shit out of one of those motherfuckers, so then they got something to really be scared about. But as far as the hip-hop game go by, like, I'm here to have fun, man. I can respect all different types of artists, all different types of music. You know what I mean? I like where hip hop is going, to be truthful. You know, I'm not one of those dudes that say, we need to get it back to how it was, blah blah blah. Nah, let's move forward. You know what I mean? It has kind of got watered down, a little bit diluted, but that's how it started. Everything comes back full circle. We'll get back to that real shit again too. You know what I mean?
Yo, that's an interesting fact that you bring that up, man. That's a very, very different perspective. You know, we interview a lot of people here and a lot of artists. Nobody has actually said as far as Bill O'Reilly being an enemy. You know what I'm saying? I like that because that's really the people that we need to concentrate on and that we need to sit down and have them understand us. So I already see my man. You coming from a different angle. I like that.
Appreciate it, bro.
Lord knows I want to beat the shit out of Rush Limbaugh.
Oh,
I just need 5 minutes.
I can't stay that, though. You know what I mean? You got to respect it. You know what I mean? But
I just need 5 minutes.
Yo, he's a true asshole for real.
Yeah, man.
Five minutes. That's all I want.
Never underestimate the ignorance of people. You know? Never.
Right.
He shows how ignorant this country could be, but you know, with our culture and our world where we at, you know, we don't need them to understand us. We brought ourselves to a certain level. I mean, I'm just looking on the internet today how they held a whole press conference on Hov's rap, or what he said, you know, the song that he just released, you know, talking about Barack Obama on the beach and all that, and I'm like, alright, yeah, that's Jay-Z, but at the end of the day, He represents our culture. And when have you ever been, you know, when has there ever been a press conference just out of the blue, a news reporter asking us about a certain lyric? I mean, of course, they try to ban us before, if you want to go, you know, all the way back to Dionne Warwick and all that, you know what I mean? But, you know, they hold a press conference talking about our lyrics. You know what I'm saying? They nervous right now, man. We got more power over the elections than they do.
Absolutely.
And that's good.
Yo, so that's real talk. So I definitely, you know what I'm saying? I definitely don't want to keep the fans waiting anymore, man. Like they have got to know. You know what I'm saying? You see where the homeboy's coming from. You see he's a deep thinker already, and I like that, man. So,
that's only because it's before 12 o'clock. Trust me, I turn up after 12. We can get in there.
No doubt. That's crazy right there. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, what we about to do, man? Crush. Without any further ado, man, we about to, you got my people riding, just rolled up. You know what I'm saying? Just rolled up. Yo, we getting ready to debut this song, and we about to have show introduce it to the world exclusive. I'm not even going to wait no more, man. Call the bugles, man.
Yes, sir, man. New exclusive from Show Bernardi off that Show Must Go On mixtape, baby. It's called Young, Wild, and Paid, man, here on Next to Blow Radio, man. Turn up on this one, y'all. Don't crack.
Blow.
Can't ignore us. We know they don't like us, but ain't one forgiving. Hello, America. Say hello to your children, cause we young, wild, pain, and don't give a fuck. Young, wild, pain, and don't give a fuck. Kids of the forgotten, came up from the bottom, now we up at the table starving. Hey, night we mobbing, say we ain't got no class. They wonder why my pants act so damn low, make it easy to kiss my ass. Here we go, my snap back on back, and my fatigues don't match. And my pocket's so fat, that my seatbelt won't latch. And I made out of the trap, America, tell me how you like that. Cause y'all bastards are ate from the whole damn plate, made us fight over the scraps, but I'm so high. No gravity, that's why I walk around with this heavy ass knot, no hammer down on the ground. We the kids that you frown upon, society look down upon. But I ain't never gonna run up on, and we done got on the fucking own. We kids of the forgotten, they ain't doing shit for us. Came up from the bottom, and now they can't ignore us. We know they don't like us, but ain't one forgiving. Hello, America, say hello to your children, cause we young, young. Too many movies and dope, we smoking coke, to fuck with a nigga, no hope. But right now I'm on my run, so I'ma have me some fun. Baby girl wanna come, but be careful, huh? We the ones daddy try to keep you from. America, the shoot, take a good look at the truth. Sex, money, drugs, violence, my environment, this what the shit do. One shot for the Mossberg shoot, like 3-4 niggas in your crew, like the weekend, they might only be one, but it sound like a group, right? Traffic laws are like dope 80s. That's why I'm doing donuts in this stolen Mercedes. Mama breath from me, cause I'm still your baby. Right now I'm young, wild, and dope crazy. Yeah, it ain't your fault, that's how they made me. Kids of the forgotten, they ain't doing shit for us. Came up from the bottom, and now they can't ignore us. We know they don't like us, but ain't one forgiving. Hello, America, say hello to your children, cause we young, young, wild.
We are the nation.
yo. Get it in. Get it in, nigga. Get it
shot.
In.
Pure shot.
I ain't even mad at that shit at all. Matter of fact, man, yo, I ain't even mad at that right there. I love it.
You know what the so great part? You know what the so great part about that song is, Tamar?
What's that?
And tomorrow, I'm going to go to work, grab my check, blasting that.
That shit niggas make
me pay.
Yo.
Hey, wow.
Yo, this shit's wild, son. Yo, this shit's wild, son. Yo, so, yo, let me know about this song. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, while doing the homework on you, you know what I'm saying, I did see something in the article about fatherhood. So tell us about that and, you know, how that had the impact on your career and the whole nine.
About what? Pardon me?
Fatherhood.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, it's crazy. I'm like a half the school special, man. I had my first kid when I was 18 years old. And, you know, it's my daughter, she's my everything. And, you know, I pretty much raised her on my own since she was about, you know, 2.5, 3 years old. And, you know, the funny thing about it, not to get too deep, you would think that, you know, having a little girl would slow you down. But it actually, it speeded me up in the sense that, you know, me wanting to be that protector, I felt like I had to be the toughest dude in the world. You know what I mean? I felt like I had to let her know that there's nobody that you're going to look to that more than me. There's nobody you're going to fear as long as I'm here. And, you know, unfortunately, with that mind state, with that fast way of living and trying to get it for her and trying to, you know, maintain my respect, you know, I got myself into a lot of trouble. But, you know, with the birth of my son, it definitely slowed me down a little bit more in the sense of, you know, now I got to be the example of the type of man that I want him to be. So, you know, my kids are my everything, man. They're, you know, they're the reason why, you know, why I grind every single day. When, you know, it's cliche as it may sound, when you wake up in the morning, you don't want to do that thing that you know you're supposed to do, all you got to do is get up. And, you know what I mean? They give you that motivation to do so. And my little girl, she ain't even so much a little girl now. You know, she's sitting there bumping to that song like you bumping to it, knowing word for word, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
So,
that bug you out, don't it?
Yeah, it does, man. It does every day. But, you know, that's what life is about, you know what I'm saying? We here just to pave the way for them and, you know, to keep the cycle going and, you know, and make it worth living, you know?
All right. Yo, real quick, man. Yo, real quick. And we always do this to the guests, man. Yo. You got 3 seconds, man. Let us know who in the NBA Finals.
Come on, man. I can't even, like, I can't be serious, man. The Knicks, man. Can't be serious.
The Knicks and who?
The Knicks is going, man. The Knicks going to shock the world, man. We're going Dallas Mavericks, the Heat, man. I got the Knicks and the Thunder, man.
You got the Knicks and the Thunder.
Yeah,
you can call me
the delusional fan, whatever you want to call it, man. We got to call it, man.
Yo, I can't believe New York. You know what, man? I'm actually surprised that you said that. You know what I'm saying? Even though being from New York, I'm still surprised that you said that.
And you know what? I would probably say that even if we was the AC. But I really like our chances right now. I think we're gonna shock the world on them boys. And I think we got something on them that people like. You know, everybody want to say. I don't want to turn this into a sports show, but everybody want to say, it's gonna be different in the playoffs and. You know, the Heat going to turn up in the place. Why does that not work both ways? Who's to say that the Knicks ain't going to totally turn up? We already beat them boys 3-1.
Listen, y'all can turn up if y'all want to, though, but the knob just don't go as far as ours does. That's what everybody's trying to tell y'all.
I'm going to call back in the round. So what is it, mate?
Yo.
I'm going to call back.
Yo, you do that, because we're going to see you in the finals, though. We're going to see you in the Eastern Conference finals, though, but that's kind of where y'all going to drop the ball.
Let's say this. If it's not the Knicks and the Heat, it's a disappointment.
I'd like to see that, though, because I'm not in your front. I'm not even going to front. Carmelo is throwing up some points tonight. Like, he got 24 right now up against the Bulls.
This is every day, man. This is what Melo does, man. Best scorer in the league, man.
I see that. So I ain't even mad. Crush, what were you saying?
I actually want to see that in the Knicks versus the Heat.
If not, that's like the Mac. That'll be like the Mayweather-Pacquiao we never got to see. If we don't see
yep,
that, that's
that we're never
going to
see because I don't know. You heard about it, but Pacquiao's retiring, so we're never going to see.
As he should.
You know, retirement don't mean shit in the boxing world.
That boy Marquez knocked him into retirement home, boy. I tell you.
Hey, yo, let's get off of that, man. You know, first off, retirement and boxing don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? They bounce
this
right back.
This is true. It
they change their mind quick. It'd be the craziest thing that would set them off, too. Like, yo, I'm retired and shit, right? They drop something in there. All of a sudden, you know what? Fuck it. Let's get back in the ring.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? It's the craziest shit in the world, man. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, that's wild, man. So tell us about what you got coming up. And in the future of 2013, like what's 2013 gonna do for you?
Man, right now at the end of it's looking like at the end of this month, this mixtape, you know, show must go on. I don't even want to call it a mixtape. I don't want to call it an album. I just know it's gonna be out for the streets, you know, for free, you know, just so people could get to know me, you know, as an individual artist. Like, you know, there's been a lot of work put into that. You know, of course I got, you know, Nori on there. Wale on there. Mostly I just want people to focus on, you know, my team, the old 5-7 team, Al Joseph, Fayette, Billy Bang. And, yeah, that's the main focus, man. We're about to shoot a video for that Young Wale Page joint that y'all just heard. You know, the Fez video is already out, doing well. And, you know, once I release this mixtape, I'm going to let the people decide what else they want to hear. You know,
that's
what we're
all right.
Still working on the
suit. I got kind of a confession to make.
Yeah.
Now, look, you know how you said if you didn't know about show, you needed to slap yourself?
Yeah, that's true.
I had to slap myself. I ain't even
don't feel bad, man. Don't feel bad.
And now, I really didn't know about you until Larry brought it up. I'm going to keep it all the way funky. But when I started listening to your music, I'm like, how the fuck did I not know about this cat? Like, he goes in. Like, how the fuck did I? Like, I was mad at myself because I expect myself to be on top of the game right now and know about the hottest up-and-comers right now. And I don't understand how nobody brought you to me before yet.
Well, last year we was just kind of teasing them. You know what I mean? We was just kind of teasing them. We was putting out little things here and there. But, you know, this year is you know, and everybody says this, but, you know, I really feel like it's my year. I've just been listening to the people and, you know, things have been going well. I'm getting a great response for everything that we're releasing. So it's just time to just start flooding these people in. So we don't have this problem. You know what I mean? This is an oversaturated game out there that day. So, you know, when you hear something, you got to latch on to it. And you know, it's up to me to make sure that, you know, I make the people latch on to it. And, you know, if you haven't heard of Show Bilotti before, you know, I promise you this year, you're going to see some things, man. And if not nothing else, man, you're just going to say, you know what? I just want to hear more. And, you know, we're about to go in, man, 5-7, man. It's our time right now, you ready?
Here it goes. So that's what I like to hear. Yo, Crush, this is what I want to do, man. This is what I want to do. Let's bring on a caller. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring in a caller who got a question, you know what I'm saying, for show, and then we'll go into another one of his songs, one of his exclusives that we're going to break in tonight, next to Below Radio.
Well, this ain't the caller I'm bringing in, but I definitely got to say what up to her because, well, she's our boss. So, hey, Green T.
That's out.
We see you. That's the Queen T. We see you on the switchboard and everything. Hey, boss.
Hi, Queen. I text you earlier, you MF-er. I don't care if you're my boss or not. You're going to respond to me. Going to dock me $12.80 on my paycheck. I got you. I got you, B. You know what I'm saying? Word up.
She docked your pay?
Yo, that's a half a tank of gas or something. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you playing with my gas money.
Yo, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not even going to bring up my raise now.
My bad. I didn't mean to get personal. But, yeah, she knows who she is. You know what I'm saying? You holler at me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, matter of fact, I'm sorry. Let's bring a caller on. Let's bring a caller on so we can get him taken care of.
Okay. But the caller I am going to bring in is one of our loyal, one of our faithful listeners, and one of our favorite people to talk to.
Chocolate.
And she, you already know, Miss Chocolate, who says she's been on the road for 25 hours, but she's still going to listen to us. So, Miss Chocolate, you're on the air.
Miss Chocolate.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
No, you tell me how you're doing. You don't come at me like that.
I've been on the road with kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Virginia, y'all. My nephew's got this competition tonight. How you doing, sweetheart? A competition tomorrow for their drill team. So I've been on the road, but as soon as I touched down, got my internet and shit together and got online, I said I got to tune in to my boy's show and see how y'all rocking out tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, we appreciate
it,
man.
That's love.
Yeah, that is absolute love. That is absolute love. And we definitely appreciate that. And Next to Blow appreciates you. Now, Miss Chocolatitious, yo, we want to know if you had any type of questions for show that you wanted to throw down that you wanted him to answer. You want to know if he's single? Is that the question you wanted to know?
I didn't hear his bio or anything. So I did hear the song. I like the song. Definitely dope. Keep doing your thing. I want to know where you're from. And then I guess a question that'll go along with the music is, let me know where you're from and what put you in the music game. When did you know that you had something that you needed to share with other people?
Oh, well, I'm from Queens, New York, Left Rack City to be exact. And probably about, 14 years old, like I was saying earlier, I got the chance to go on tour with Nori Capone. I think I was a Method Man, a Red Man, the How High Tour. And I just got to perform for a lot of people. And, rap for me was just something to do, on the staircase or on the street corner. But once I touched that stage and seen people going crazy, that's when I knew, this is what I want to do.
Yo, so tell us how that first big concert was for you, man. You get nervous. I know you remember it. Where was it at?
You know what's crazy? I never got nervous. I've never been nervous on a stage. I performed in front of over 25,000-30,000 people. I never got nervous. The one time when I got nervous, it was a terrible show. It was like the promoters was terrible. This was some hole in the wall. There must have been about 200 people in that crowd. And that was probably the only time I got nervous because it was like, it didn't even feel like a show. It felt like I was sitting down in an AA meeting or something. You know what I mean? Everybody just
damn, get out of here.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all know why he didn't get nervous? Because when you get on the stage, it's an adrenaline rush. Like, when you get on that stage, all you want to do is make sure you please the crowd. Regardless if you got two people walking in the crowd or a whole crowd of 2,000, it's that adrenaline rush of being on stage, knowing that you're about to do something that somebody out there appreciates.
I like that. I like that coaching advisor. I might have to pass you a mic for the next show. It's going to be show Blotty, Miss Chocolate.
You can check me out on Monday night. I got my own mic.
With the plug.
Damn. Yo, so that's what it is, man. That's what it is. So, yo, go ahead and take care of them kids, man. Yo, you got the belt on. You got the good belt on just in case you need to get some ass whoopers out there.
You already know I do.
There it go. Chocolate in the back, baby. Yo, just remember, man, chocolate melts in your mouth and not in your hand, right?
If y'all want to take a dose of chocolate, y'all can check me out Monday nights on Next Door Radio from 10 to midnight. Got to put my plug in there, so excuse me, crushing lyrical. Y'all know how I get down. But it's 6 after dark every Monday night from 10 p.m. to midnight. Same number, same station. Make sure y'all tune in and get turned on with your girl.
I'm mad she's in it like we mind her pulling her plug.
Yeah, because I might.
When have you ever minded?
When I just want her to talk back to me.
Some people might have that issue. Some people have that problem. So, I always got to make sure I put that out there, so excuse myself for jumping in. but I'm going to do it anyways. You know what I'm saying? Either respect or hang up on the bitch. What you going to do today?
Where's the hang up button? Where the fuck is the hang up button?
Don't play with me, Crush.
That was
yo,
me.
Yo, yo,
that was me. That
oh,
was
that was Rick. Y'all found someone to like.
I don't know how to take that, but I'm going to take it as love. I'm going to take, it as love.
See, now I'm about to grab the hang up button. Just because you did that.
You feel me?
I love you, boy.
All right, girl. I love you, too. Yo, next to Blow Radio, you definitely hit us up, man. Let us know if you got any questions that you would like to ask show. Hit us up at 718-664-9115. Now, Crush, show. My man, you still hanging in here with me? Yo, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I love when the guests just stick around. You know what I'm saying? They just saw how humble they is, man. Yo, I love that. But, yo, we getting ready to break into this second song, so show. If you can go ahead and introduce that to the world. You know what I'm saying? Phone lines are blowing up right now. You got people who want to talk to you. But, yo, let's get into this song, man, so we can we can go ahead and let them know what time it is.
The first That first joint off the show must go on mixtape, man. Feds are acting and fuck, eat, drink, smoke. Who don't like to do that? Go YouTube that. Video is crazy.
Before I play this, you know the so dope thing about show is?
What?
Not only did he send us music, he sent us a drop, too. But not only did he send us a drop, he sent us a prelude drop for the song.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
That's some shit.
That's dope. That's dope. Yo, please believe that your voice going to stay in constant rotation, man, all the time, though. We're going to use that drop
that's
to the
loud,
fullest.
Appreciate
yes.
it. Yes.
Well, yeah, we about to get into it right now.
Yeah, let that ring off for the people, man. And, you know, go YouTube that. Go hit me on Twitter, SHO57, Instagram, same thing. Holla at me. Questions, comments, tell me you late, love me, tell me you hate my guts, don't matter, it's all up.
From NYC to LA and worldwide, you're now listening to Next to Blow Radio. It's your boy Show Bilotti. Here's my new record off that Show Must Go On Volume 1 mixtape. It's called Feds, F-E, Drink Smoke. Y'all know what the F stand for. Go ahead and drop that.
Got your bitch up in that pickup, fold that 550, Harley Davidson edition, look like rednecks in the city, got my name tied on her titty, I thought that was a little much, cause really we only temporary, but personally I don't give a fuck, that eight time that nigga fuck, he gotta stare at my name, they driving, she turn me up, yeah she playing the mind games, my mind frame is that your wife, oh like she only mind the night, but he kept it, she like me, that nigga rally, we be fucking, good weed puffing, sipping on something, baby. No handcuffing, all we do.
That all we do.
That's all we do.
That all we do.
That's all we do.
That all we do.
That's all we do. We're not that serious. You might leave this club, stop, get a little grub, put a mouth all on me, I'll break this dick all up in the hood. That's all we do.
That all we do.
That's all we do.
That all we do.
That's all we do.
That all we do.
That's all we do. We're not that serious. Not dance ho.
Go, 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 go.
Dance ho.
Go.
So, if you think I came all this way just to see you sit up in here and look cute, must have lost your mind.
You might have noticed that her ego got bigger, and she be breaking fly every time that she with you. Wandering eyes, and she may not dig you, cause she got a dope soul.
Nigga, it's the time my niggas get down. Come around to your town, flood that bitch with so much work. Fuck around, might drown one of these clowns. But them real niggas like us, New York snice us. Down south grinding with them West Coast price us. Plus fly as fuck, you add all that up. Give me one good reason why she wouldn't want to be with a nigga such as myself. Got that Hennessy in my cup, cause my hood'll do the shit rough. But I've been in the south so much, fuck around, just might pull one up.
Lego.
we be fucking, could we puffin', sippin' on something, baby, no handcuffin', all we know,
that all we
know, that's all we
do, that all we
do, that's all we do,
that all we do,
that's all we do, and that's serious. Might lead club, stop, get a little grub, put a mouth all on me, I put my tongue all up in her, that's all we do,
that all we do,
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 and that is serious, I dance, ho,
hey, hey, go, go, go,
dance, ho,
go, 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 go,
dance, ho,
go, 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 go,
dance, ho,
go,
all we do is,
go, go,
fuck, eat, drink, smoke,
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 fucking eating, drinking, smoking,
all we ever do,
fucking eating, drinking, smoking,
that all we ever do,
fucking eating, drinking, smoking,
fuck, eat, drink, smoke,
fucking eating, drinking, smoking,
fuck, eat, drink, smoke,
that all we ever do. Must think our relationship is a little bit deeper than it is, but really she just wanna have fun. You the one over there with the handcuffs and shit. I'm just a nigga with the bail money ready to get out of that situation. Feel me? I give her back when I'm done. Promise.
That all we ever do.
She with me for now though. Yeah.
Fuck, eat, drink, smoke.
So don't call till around say 6:30.
Drink, smoke. That all we ever do. That all we ever do.
Fuck, eat, drink, smoke.
In that order. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, you don't even have to be in that order. It don't even have to be in that order. Just make sure you do all four of them. It's going to work regardless. There's really no bad order.
See, the thing is, I just quit smoking, so.
You're a lie. You're a lie. You're high
no,
now.
No, I did. I really.
You're fucking lie. You're high now.
No, I'm not.
You're high now.
No, I'm not.
Right.
Actually, March 30th marked my year, so shut the hell up.
Hey, you know those brownies that I gave you the other day? You know you said that you felt lightheaded afterward?
You bastard.
Yeah, you weren't lightheaded. You were high as fuck. That's all right, though.
Well.
Show.
I've been sober for 2 days, then.
Yo, show. I got a special guest, man, that I'm actually getting ready to pop in here. You know what I'm saying? The guy who put this whole thing together, the one who bridged it all together and made this possible tonight, man. Yo, you got DJ Con Artist. You know what I'm saying? Right now, show, I'm going to have you bring in this 614-738 number. You know what I'm saying? We're about to chop it up with the world-famous DJ Con Artist. You know what I'm saying? Stars is just dropping all in. Dropping all in. I feel like I'm riding a damn convertible right now. Yo.
Next to Blow Radio, what's popping?
Con Artist, what's happening, baby?
Nah, without a man. Look, I'm maintaining famo. Look, check it out. I just called in to put my cosign and a stamp on everything, put it in perspective. By now, you've listened to the past, the present, the future. You know, show 57. My man's bringing out a free mixtape towards the end of the month, next month, whatever the case may be. I think it's all the way official that everyone needs to hit up iTunes and at the very least purchase. And yes, I said purchase, monetary value with this music. Purchase the single because he's giving you a street album that's going to be full of classics, production, flows, lyrics. And we got to support our people. We got to support our talent. He's absolutely next to Blow. You listen to a legend right now.
Yes, sir.
Yo, there it goes.
On iTunes, get that Fetch joint, man. Go on YouTube. It's on Vivo. Whatever, man. Go check that out, man. You're going to love it. Very, very interesting twist to the video.
Yo, you hear that? Yo, hear that knocking? There's good music at the fucking door, man. Yo, why don't you answer that bitch every now and then? You know what I'm saying? Instead of keep listening to what's on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Hey, when good music knocks, you open that bitch.
No question. We got his music. We already got him lined up with the Nerve DJs, got him lined up with the Alliance DJs, Franchise Record Pool DJs, and Smoke Master Flex. So we're getting it popping on the East Coast, Midwest. We need to get it popping to the West. And we just need everybody to get that song in rotation. Make sure your local DJ, your favorite DJ is picking up the record. Make sure y'all add him up on Twitter, at Show57. You know, and with that said, salute the whole Left Rack Queens. Shout out my man Fayette, and obviously shout out Show Bilotti. That's on.
Yo, that's what I'm talking
about.
Coming
to Ohio real soon too, Kai.
Yo, we waiting on you, man. Yo, we waiting on you over here. Yo, big ups con artists, man. Y'all appreciate that, man, putting that together. Yo, that man, yo, he's getting ready to make some moves. That dude is getting ready to make some moves, some money, you know what I'm saying, and cause some mayhem in the meantime, though, yo. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to him, man. Big ups to con artists, man. That dude is crazy.
Next to Blow Radio, let's get it.
Absolutely. Yo, Show, man. You got to tell me, man. You got to tell me, yo, what's one of the craziest things that Nori has done, like, after a show or just period that you can remember? I know that dude crazy.
Yo, damn. I can't. There's so many stories. I can't even think of it. I can tell you some crazy shit he's done during the show. Like,
man, bug that. What's the craziest shit you have done?
Craziest shit I have done? Let's see. So artists do this all the time. So it may not sound that crazy, but for a new artist such as myself to jump in the middle of that crowd, I think I was in. What was
Yo, the crowd surfing?
Yeah, I was in Rhode Island, I believe it was. Rhode Island. Shout
what
out
the
to
fuck? Who's in Rhode Island?
Exactly. Shout out to all my Cape Verdeans out there. But, yeah, that the crowd was just going crazy, energy level. I just didn't even realize that a little bit to drink, and I just jumped in the middle of that crowd. And just, you know, they could easily just jump me and do whatever, but it was all love. It was a crazy night. I remember one time at Virginia Tech, I think we might have took, like, half of the crowd with us when we left. Yeah, that was a crazy night. We might have took, like, half of the crowd with us, like. After
Damn, that's what's up, though.
All the girls this way, and they just bounce with us.
Yo, that's what's up, yo. I like that.
I don't think the artists have to like that too much. I don't want to put them on blast.
That's what's up. Yo, so, you know what I'm saying? Well, we got one more of your songs to debut, right?
Do we?
Yeah, I think he had. I think he actually have bounced off three at us. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'll check that. But yo, you're saying you got time to stick around, or you need to roll? You know what I'm saying? Yo, we'll love to keep you around.
I'm actually about to head up here to the studio. I got these people last there waiting for me, crazy like that. Yeah. But I definitely want everybody to check me out on Twitter, Instagram, and go on showbilotti.com, man, is to make things real simple. You can. Hit me up on there, showbalotti.com. And, you know, just keep
it right before you roll.
I got coming up. Yes, sir.
Yo, right before you roll, just go ahead and spit a hot 16 that you probably going to go in the booth to spit tonight, man. Yo, give us an exclusive 16 for you.
All right, let me see. I don't fuck with niggas who fuck with niggas that I don't fuck with. That's the side you choose. That's the side that you stuck with. Get comfortable because it's what I'm letting you do. When I get at them, you get in it too. I'm from that school. I was raised on certain rules. I damn sure abide by them. Live by and die by them. Who got it? I'm buying. Drought come, I'm supplying. Try and touch green, send a flying with no 9-9. Bought it for the T-Bow. 15, D-Low. You find it any lower, nigga? Please let me know. Sent 10 through the P.O. Lost like 3, though. But if I really need to get it there, holler at my Guidos. Now we in the spot breaking bands like egos. Party, hustle, hustle, party. Only life that we know. Bunch of 2 U's, the champagne abusers. Only goal was getting rid of pounds. I was the biggest loser, for lack of a better term. Maybe just for lack of a better way to earn. Because when you burn, more than you earn in a cell or an urn, or your only 2 turns could be a cause of concern. But I learned how not to get shot. Must have ran a few turns coming back from the spot. Because niggas will follow you and watch your timeline till they see something they like, the snapshot before you hit the block. Probably fell on deaf ears, so why bother? School of hard knocks, nigga, that's my alma mater. It's even harder watching all these fake godfathers make a living off the life that I'm a really part of. So I just make songs like that, because I'm probably getting these hoes' beds before getting these bozos' heads. By the time it sinks in, Jay, the kiss grows dreads. And all my greatness gets left unsaid, the show's dead. Show by stuff, show by stuff, show by stuff.
Oh, my God!
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! And the earth moves. And the earth moves. Yo, that's what's up, though. Yo, show. Big shout out, man. Yo, best of luck to you, homeboy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
shout out to the whole New York City, man.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate everything, man. It's very, very humbling for, you know, artists coming up such as myself to receive the love, man. I wish God to the best of luck in all your future endeavors, and just know that, you know, you always got me in your corner, man, because I was there from the beginning. And, you know, I hope I got the same from y'all, man. But like I said to the people with me on Twitter, show57, holla at me. So love, Show Must Go On, Volume 1 coming out end of this month. Going to be all over the website, 57nav.com, thatpiff.com, all that. Holla at me. Appreciate the love, yo.
Yo, holla back at us, man. This ain't goodbye, though. This is just sayonara for right now, amigo.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man. One love.
No doubt. Yo, Crush, man. You know what I'm saying? That was a good shit right there. You know what I'm saying? I like that, you know, I like that whole New York love. I feel like I be doing things. Yo, anybody, you know what I'm saying, you don't got to be a special guest, man. We'll interview anybody, man. You got good music, we'll put it out there for you. You know what I'm saying? Completely, and guess what? Completely free of charge, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up, you know what I'm saying? We don't charge you, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hit you with the spam email asking you $13 to get 1,000 views and shit like that. You don't have to do that. Just call me. You know what I'm saying? Just call me, 718-664-9115, or hit me at the Twitter, @lyrical_incisions, or @crushthecatalyst. We won't charge you. We won't charge you. You know what I'm saying?
You have an underscore in your Twitter name?
Just have some good music. You know what I'm saying? Call in, and we'll get you going. You don't have to be no superhero, but you got to have good music.
Bars.
Crush.
You
gotta have bars, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yo, speaking of which, I've been getting a lot of calls, man, and a lot of inquiries want to know when we're going to bring back the Hot 16. You know what? It's coming very, very, very soon. It's coming back very, very soon.
I was really about to say some disrespectful shit.
I've been finding some people with some bars, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely going to get
really?
That in a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been finding people with some bars.
Good.
So, yo,
okay.
We got
so,
that. Yeah, so we're going to have that coming to y'all in a little bit.
I was about to say.
You're going to have y'all calling in a little bit.
I wouldn't be the, matter of fact, I wouldn't be the person I am if I didn't say the ignorant shit that comes out of my mouth, that comes through my head. The reason why we haven't did the Hot 16 is because a lot of whack people have called trying to spit and no. And they couldn't take under criticism. Sorry that we crushed your dreams.
Yeah, they crushed their own dreams.
All puns intended.
Yeah, they're going to crush their own dreams. So, yo, what I would feel right now, man, let's bring on a hot, yo, look. I'm feeling a hot song right now.
You know what? I think it's time.
Yo, play a hot-ass song, man. I'm putting my trust in you right now.
You know what? I really think it's time. This is night of premieres, Larry. This is night of premieres. We're playing all brand new shit.
It's the night of premieres.
It's only fitting that I drop my new shit tonight. It's only right.
Crush got some new shit.
This goes out to all the people. Hold on, I got to get on my shit right now. Because this goes out to all the people that thought they was going to kill me. That thought I was just going to roll over and play dead after I went through my situation. Yeah, I fell off. But this track right here, this track right here, goes to show you I'm the Phoenix King. I rise from my own ashes. And Crush is back. Brand new. Next to blow.
you rocking with the show, the premiere of my new track, Crush the Catalyst, is Crush is Back.
Does your mom know you have all that animosity in your heart? I don't think that's healthy.
Actually, my mom loves that song.
Your mom's a gangster. I forgot about that. I forgot even who I was asking.
My mom loves that chat. I first, like, my mom was one of the first people to heard it. She was like, I like this. I really like this. I was like,
and
why?
It's a win.
Like, good. You coming at people's necks. I was like, you've been too nice with a lot of songs. This is really you. Hit them. I was like,
Mama said knock you out. That's how I felt when you were telling that just then. Mama said knock you out.
Shout out to Mama Crush. All day.
Yo, all right. Show improved tonight. I wish I could use another word on that, but it seemed right. So, let's bring on, let's go ahead and bring on the caller, man, because I need to know, we still had a question of the night that we didn't really get answered. I forgot to even ask y'all that, man, but, I'll get him next time around. Let's go ahead and bring on the next caller, see where we at, man. I got a question for him.
What's the question?
I'm going to let them know after I ask them. I don't want them to be prepared.
Good, because the next person we bringing in, I don't want to be prepared either. I think she just got scared.
She better not have. We willing them in.
Yep. She just got scared because we just lost her. But we're going to get to.
She said, but.
We're going to get into the next caller, which is the 334-710. 334-710. Caller, you're live on the air with the show.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, state your name. Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Sweetie B of Manic Monday Live by Tara Show, calling in to give you guys some support over here, waiting on my questions.
All right, yo, that's what I'm talking about. There's T.T. in the building, you know what I'm saying? Hey, big ups, man, big ups. Yo, the question being, what is the worst thing that you have done to your mom? What's the worst thing that you have done to her where you just actually feel bad just looking back on it?
It's a real juicy. When I was 16 years old, my brother told a blatant lie on me, right? So
yep.
My mama wasn't having it. She just knew he was telling the truth or whatever. So I'm mad now. I'm getting ready to walk to my grandma's house. I'm getting ready to go out the door. She shut the door. Okay, I'm halfway in the door, though. So, because, my head caught the corner with the door. And when I turned around, she slapped me, and I slapped her back. It was a reflex, but I.
Oh, whoa! Whoa!
Yeah, I did that. But I did apologize, whoa. But it's reflex. Ain't nobody never just came. Somebody hit you in the face. She could have hit me anywhere else, and it'd been cool. But she hit me in my face. It was a reflex. It happened. I couldn't take it back, but I did apologize.
Yo, she slapped Mom Dukes. Yo, she slapped Mom Dukes. Oh, if that would have happened, son. Yo, if that would have happened, son. Yo, I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. What? As many times as I wanted to do that.
We fought like women after that. But, at that time, it was a reflex. It was. I scared myself. I didn't know I had it in me.
Mama said, knock you out.
That's my brand new single.
You need to get that to my email so I can play it tomorrow for Grown Folks Business.
Yeah, I got to make sure I get up in the morning for Grown Folks Business.
Yeah, get the butt on out the bed. We've been hearing some hot shit over there in the morning.
I heard y'all turn up all early in the morning over there.
Yeah, we get real nasty early in the morning.
So I'm going to have to definitely wake myself up so I can, because my inner freak, of course, everybody who knows me knows, I rep my zodiac to the fullest. It's tatted on my chest,
Scorpios all day. And yes, everybody knows the Scorpios are about.
You guys are about to give me my damn $20 back. That's what you're about to do. That's what you. That's what life you're about. That $20 that you owe me. Yeah, be about that life. Be about payback. Okay. Be about doing good.
You just mad because Queen C docked your pay, nigga, and gave me a raise. So ha.
Y'all so silly over here. I gotta get off though, cause it's storming really, really bad here. I just wanted to show you guys some love. It's like lightning and hailing and all that good shit. So I'm gonna get off the line, but I love you guys and you guys stay strong. I'm feeling the show. Always support you. So make sure you check out Grown Folks Business tomorrow, you guys, on Blog Talk Radio / Live by Parents, 10 a.m. in the morning. Get your butt up.
All right. Send me the information. Send me the information on my Facebook so I can definitely see that. And send me where email where I send the music to.
Can somebody tell me why the hell y'all up so early and what's really going on? I feel like I'm still in the dark.
Okay. have you ever listened to Chocolate Show?
Yes, I have.
I haven't.
It's the most X-rated thing I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. Grown Folks Business is Chocolate Show, but early in the morning.
Well, see, it was Grown Folks Business before it was a Chocolate Show at night. So, right, want to reverse it. A little bit, reverse that.
Yeah, so, everybody who has Morning Wood and believes in Morning Wood should be tuned into that show right there, though, so you can definitely get your eggs scrambled.
I will be there.
Yeah, therefore, so you can get your eggs scrambled in the morning, if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm talking real nasty to you in the breakfast ways. Take the syrup and put it on the pancake.
I want all the good tappers. You guys think tonight real hard. I want some fresh shit over there in the morning.
There you go.
I appreciate
you calling in.
All right, baby. Talk to you later.
All right, now.
All right.
Yo, is there any time that's too early?
No. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. It was just something I just want to clarify. Something I want
Never.
To clarify. Never too
Never
early. Fuck. Never too late.
Never too early. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? It's always the perfect time. What do you mean? Yo, for all my Hoop fans out there, who definitely tuning in to us, I just wanted to give you a quick update. We got Chicago leading the New York Knicks 104-101 with 1 minute and 38 seconds left in the game. Chicago actually came back and started to whoop that ass. So, I'm almost tempted to get a show back on the line just so I can call and talk some more shit, though, because it looks like the Knicks are getting ready to go down. And they're not going to make it to the finals. They're not even going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Just wanted everybody to know that. Fuck off. How about that? So, Also, I definitely wanted to send a shout-out to Crush, the co-host. I almost forgot his name. Ain't that some shit? I've been working with this guy for a long time, and I still don't know his name.
Oh, really? That's how we feeling?
Just as of right now, I'm putting myself on a pedestal right now. Definitely putting myself on a pedestal. So I got
Pick your ass off it.
Next game that will be coming up for the NBA, for all you people out there wanting to know, would actually be OKC versus Golden State. This should be somewhat of a good game tonight as well. I'm saying I'm definitely going to pick OKC to win. All right, you know what else I want to talk about, too, that spurred me? Why the fuck are they making a Hangover 3? Why the fuck? How can the same guys keep getting that damn drunk and fucked up and wind up with tattoos on their face? Some things just need to be left alone, like that series. What are you feeling about?
I love Hangover. Hangover is my movie.
Is it worth a part three? Can they
yes.
pull off a part three and be funny?
Yes. Yes, they can. Because
uh-huh.
I done seen the trailer. If they can make six Fast and the Furiouses, damn it, they can make three Hangovers.
Yo, that is another damn franchise I wish they would let go. But actually, you know what? The last two actually got better. The Fast and the Furious 5 was real good, and I believe 4 was good too.
Tokyo Drift was actually a sleeper, but it was good. Tokyo Drift was good.
That is the part I've still never seen. Once they told me Bow Wow was in it, for some reason I lost momentum. I lost momentum to go in. But, yo, I did actually hear it was a good thing. But that is one franchise they leave it alone. Like, after this one, you know, they make it one last Friday. Everybody is almost in as far as contract goes. But once they're done with this last Friday, I don't even want to see Friday on my fucking calendar anymore. We're just going to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to drop Friday for, like, a whole fucking year. I don't even want to hear it anymore. It's exactly how I feel. And also, because we don't get to talk a lot about this stuff, man, and I definitely want to give a shout-out to the winners of the Final Four. Do you know who that was?
Nope.
You don't know who that was? Okay.
I don't care. I know.
Fine. Fuck it. If you don't care, fine. If you don't care, I won't even disclose.
I know Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I know.
Does. Okay. So, yeah, big shout out to everybody who had participated in the Final Four and Louisville pulling it out. You know what? I didn't even see that. I didn't even see that shit coming at all. I didn't see that shit coming at all.
This is the crazy part. Yes, one of my exes, she in Louisville, she live in Louisville and everything. So, when they won, I didn't have to see the game. I swear, this girl filled up my timeline.
Damn, she ain't embarrassed you like that, did she? She put you on spot like that?
No, she was just post after post after post. I'm like, damn, girl. Like, she's like die hard. Louisville. She diehard Louisville. So once they won, like I was like you know how Facebook got close friends. She's one of my close friends. So basically my inbox just blew the hell up with notifications. She was putting a status update every 6 seconds. It was real like that.
Son, yo, I just now noticed, man, we're, like, hey, everybody about to be thinking, hey, everybody be cracking the fuck up. Yo, where is your mom, man? Where's your mom? And I'm not even being funny. Where the fuck is your mom? She said she was about to be
she
on here a long time ago.
She probably asleep.
Yo, you tell her that I'm mad at her, man.
All right, I'll tell her.
Yeah, you tell her I'm mad at her, man. I'm super sorry about that. Super sorry about that. What's going on with Show, man? How you think Show did tonight? What you think about this last 16 that he dropped?
I think we need to make a best of the Show already just so we can put that freestyle on it. I really think so. Like, I think we need to have a best of the Show and have that 16. Like, okay, like, if we did a best of the Show, like, what would be on there?
We would definitely have some of the Illuminati
clips
on there. The dude, whoever spit that 16 that was just garbage and then just hung up right afterward, he definitely.
Young Cut!
Like, oh, my God. So he definitely. All-star. Yo, son, don't ever call in with that bullshit again, son. Don't ever call in with that bullshit.
Dude, I think I really crushed his career. All puns intended.
He probably has never been back to the studio since then, talking about, oh, man, my voice went out, or the studio, they charging too much now. I can already see that. Yo, whatever you got to tell him. Like, whatever you got
to
tell
him. That was mean what we did to him, though. You know that was
ignorant. What the game needed. It was what the game needed. That was what the game needed. I almost feel like we are the first to do that. Like, I want to play that Ray J song and talk about, yeah, I want to play that Ray J song, and I want to relate to that. Like, we were one of the first people. The first people to actually,
you know what?
Let them know that they should
I actually got it queued up because I wanted to laugh about it again. So you want to just play it real quick?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
All right, go.
Knock out. Ray J. Bobby Brackett. Yeah, she might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a shirt up, and I don't even put in work.
Time.
Yes, and Ray J did it. Like, and Ray J, like Ray J.
He said, and Ray J, out of all people, and Ray J.
Like I wouldn't expect it. I really didn't expect this from Ray J. I can expect this shit from, like, Kanye or somebody. Like, I can expect Kanye doing this when it comes to talking to Wiz about Amber. I can see Kanye doing a track called I Hit It First. I really did.
Whew. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, so as well, you know what I'm saying, as
oh,
well,
wait,
Ray J is definitely going to be in
the
same
minute. Wait.
What?
We have somebody that wants to go live.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Fuck it. Bring him in.
We coming. We going to the. We going to the 614 and everything. 614-592. Caller, you live.
Caller, you are live on the motherfucking radio. Next to blow. What up?
Your W.
Oh, we love shit. Oh shit. Yo, it's. Yo, it's a person probably on this line right now that you might want to check their records, though, because I don't think they're legal. I don't think they're legal here. Quick, call immigration.
He's calling me illegal. He won't come in and smoke a blunt, though, but he's calling me illegal on radio.
Illegal. All day long. Yo, what is going on, man?
I'm ready to smoke. You ready? You got blunts already up.
I don't know who this is. I have no idea who this is.
I'm ruining your career.
Yo, Crush, what I told you about bringing these...
his own career.
Crush, what I tell you about bringing these unsolicited people up in my fucking face?
Hey.
Unsolicited.
See, righteousness and ratchetness is the yin and yang of life. We have had a perfect balance of it.
I don't even know what the hell is going on right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got this caller here who has obviously the wrong fucking number is calling, and they're doing some illegal activities in the back, which I don't condone at all. That's what it sounds like to me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, matter of fact, let's go ahead and hang up on this individual now.
Damn, that's how you feel?
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. We're hanging the fuck up on customers. Hey, though, I've told you, I will be the first one to pull the damn trigger. I hang up on people immediately. Got to go.
You're an asshole.
You got to go. Hang up on people for a living. So, while we get things together, you know what I'm saying? While we get things together, we definitely going to – we got a very, very exciting show next week coming up on, what is it, Thursday, April 18th. I'm saying we definitely don't have a special. Yeah, it's definitely gonna be a special night.
We do
special night. Yeah, exactly. And I don't even think I've told Crush yet. And he's usually
wind
up being the best show that he does not even know.
When were you gonna tell me this?
I was getting around to it. Yeah, I was getting around to it. But what? I love the up in the air, just wing it type of show.
It's just easier just to call you a jackass. It's really easier to call you a jackass.
Call me anticipation. That's what I love. So, Crush, won't you go ahead and take us out with a final song? You know what I'm saying? It has definitely been a pleasure. Next to Blow Radio. I'm saying big shouts out to everybody who called in, including Miss Chocotalicious, as usual. Show Batoli, man. Y'all big shouts out to him, his whole camp, Noriega. New York, everybody on the East Coast, everybody on the Midwest doing it. Hey, special shout out to all my people down in Jacksonville, down in New Orleans, and all my people down in California, all over. You know what I'm saying? We definitely appreciate you, appreciate the support. I haven't got a 956 who called in all the way from Albuquerque, New Mexico. See y'all all the way out there. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to keep this going. I love it. I love the love. You know what I'm saying? Call in 718-664-9115. Hit us up on Twitter, lyrical_incisions. Get your stuff played, and we'll play it. And we will play it. And we'll play it for free.
Wait. Okay. It's no underscore in your name.
Is it not?
No.
I've been saying that all night, isn't it? I've been saying that all night.
You can't even fit an underscore in it. Because remember, you was having a conniption that you had to cut your name short because you couldn't get the S on incisions. It's lyrical incision. On
so
Twitter.
Customer support, too, because Twitter customer support never got back to me either. Bunch of dicks, bunch of jackasses. You know, I definitely want another character so I can feel like I can actually spell out the whole name. But, yo, we'll get to that. Again, like I was saying, just hit me up on Twitter at Lyrical Incision or hit up Crush at Crush the Catalyst. We'll play your music, and we'll play it for free. Like I said before, we'll play it absolutely free. All you got to do is have some type of fucking talent. That's all we ask.
And
that's
we'll tweet it while we're doing it. And we'll put it on Twitter. So other
people
can hear your music.
Absolutely. So, yeah, any R&B singers, hip-hop artists, fuck it, we'll even do country and rock and roll. We'll do the bluegrass. We'll play it all.
Oh, we can?
We'll play it all.
We can? Really?
Don't limit yourself. Absolutely.
Really? We're going to do that? Because I got
some
songs.
You want a motherfucker to call with a harmonica solo. We'll play that, too, if it's hot. We'll play it all. We'll play it all. So, yeah, definitely hit us up. You know where to reach us, Facebook, Twitter, all over. And you can definitely send your MP3 original file to next, the number 2, blow, L-I, at yahoo.com.
You know we got our own. You know we got our own email now, so.
Go ahead, lay it on them.
It's theshowntb@gmail.com.
One more time.
Theshowntb@gmail.com.
There it goes. So, yeah, we'll let you know, and we'll definitely give you a confirmation email to let you know when your song will be airing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
most
definitely hit
like
us
I
up.
Said earlier, when you fucking call in and request it.
Nice guys, always finish first. Remember that. So next to Blow Radio, it has definitely been a pleasure. Yo, Crush, go ahead and take us out.
You didn't even do your own your tags and everything.
I'm under construction right now. I'm changing some things. I didn't like it.
Oh, you changing some things?
I'm changing it.
Well, let me do mine. Y'all know what it is. It's Mr. Everything, the cool word chiller, shadowy gorilla, crystal catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. It's the show, next to Blow, let go. And with my parting words, y'all can find me everywhere. Y'all can find me again next week on Thursday, same time, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard. And right here, same channel, next to Blow Radio. You can find me everywhere. You can find me Facebook, Reverb Nation, Twitter, MySpace, Black Planet, Ubu, Skype. Only ladies, please. Ubu, Skype, only ladies. And Crush the Catalyst, CrushTheCatalyst. Y'all know what it is. And with my parting words, you can't love nobody unless you love yourself. So cherish everything. Cherish yourself every day you have on this planet. Now, we're about to get into this last track of the night. And it's a brand new shit. Some brand new shit. We had a special guest from up top. So it's only parting right that we end the show with somebody from up top. Shout-outs to my nigga Matori and everything. We ending the show with his track, The Greatest. You know, till next week, holla at me. One. Okay, that shit ain't even trying to play, so fuck y'all.
Whoa, technical difficulty.
This bitch working go to hell right now. You know what? Let me see if I can get another track. Let me.
Awkward.
Yeah, it really was. Okay, filler. No, but you still ain't telling me what the fuck we're doing next week. So
I'm showered with awkwardness.
Can you tell me what the fuck we're doing next week?
We'll be here. I can tell you that much.
I know that. And then anything else after that, you're going to have to wait.
I hate you with a passion.
Just like we have to wait on this song.
I hate you with a passion. Anyway, we're going to take it to the 302. Shout out to my homie Wyatt and everything. We're going to get into this last track. Hopefully this one will play. Yeah, we're going to get into the last track, Body Shots. 302, stand up. Let's go. Till next week. Talking about you, boo. You come shake it on me just like a you-hoo. Oh, no, no,